listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan and Vic, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hope to be talking to one of the newest members of the Browns, Miles Austin, very, very shortly. But in the meantime, this Saturday, you have an opportunity to check out in depth six of the newest members of the Browns, the rookie class. You can get an inside look at the new Browns draft class by tuning in to the Cleveland Browns Rookie Spotlight this Saturday at 7 p.m. on WKYC Channel 3.
It's hosted by somebody I know.
You might see my mug on there. The Cleveland Browns Rookie Spotlight explores each player's unique journey to the NFL and becoming a Cleveland Brown. And these guys have some great stories, so don't miss it. Tune in this Saturday at 7 p.m. on WKYC Channel number 3. And Vic, you know, Miles Austin, one of the receivers that could be somebody who helps carry the load if, in fact, the Browns are missing Josh Gordon. Could be a starter opposite Josh Gordon as he was opposite Dez Bryant if, in fact, Josh Gordon isn't suspended for this team. Do you have any idea on what kind of a time frame the Browns could be looking at here for when a final ruling will be made on this Josh Gordon thing?
I really don't, and it's curious to see how long it's kind of dragged on since we heard it, you know, heard of it or heard the report. To see where it is now is, I think, is much a trying issue for this football team, because there's a lot that goes into this when you think about planning your football team, going through all these drills now, working with, you know, new quarterbacks, existing quarterbacks, just trying to set your plan and a passing game, and your number one target. Yeah, he's out there working, but when does he go away and how long does he go away? And for everyone's sake, you know, how will the league deal with this? Some people have asked me the question, does business come into play here? Does the NFL consider that shutting him down, how much it could impact negatively the business of the Browns? That really isn't what the league's concern is or can be in these matters.
They'd like it to be.
Well, we all like it to be. But the reality is that they got to look at it from keeping in mind that he wouldn't be the only player with whom they've dealt in this sort of issue or with this sort of issue. There's precedent, and you're kind of going around the whole when you make these decisions, it has a ripple effect. And why does he get this much? And then you've got to have these cases and your individual case sound from the league standpoint and from the player standpoint. And Drew Rosenhaus, the agent for Josh Gordon, is a veteran at these appeals, and he's pretty good at making the argument. Now, I don't know.
I hope he's real good.
I don't know if he's capable of swaying Roger Goodell, the league, from what would be a one-year thing down to either a half year or six games. You know, you hear those thoughts thrown around. I'm not putting a lot of credence in that, but part of me does seem to think that the circumstances, what they are, reportedly this is marijuana that was involved, that it wouldn't be as, quote, devastating as something else in terms of a punishment length as something else that he was using, or a performance-enhancing drug or whatever. Nonetheless, he still violated a rule, and that's if that's what he did. I mean, that's what's been reported. And if you violated a rule and you're subject to suspension, you're subject to suspension. The other factors that come into this, well, they got Johnny Manziel. They got to give Johnny Manziel somebody to throw to or help this team through its revival. None of that can come into play, and it really shouldn't come into play. I mean, as much as Browns fans don't want to hear that, it really can't be the case.
I don't want to hear that. I want to hear Josh Gordon catching touchdowns from Brian Hoyer or whoever the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is when the games are being played.
I would have liked not hearing that report and just wish it just was the thing that we've worried about since last year didn't come to fruition. It was almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And we got to give a shout-out right now. Brad Mellon, the equipment manager of the Browns, the equipment manager of the year in the NFL, strolling by. And this is a tough time of year for him. He's got to get everybody who comes in here all set up, get the numbers. Their numbers are changing every day. He's one of our friends of the show.
His role at practice is he's kind of the keeper of the
clock. He keeps it going.
Keeps it going. So he works with the coaching staff and makes sure that everything is under control with that. By the way, we hope he's got the air horn. We hope that Miles Austin joins us. If not, if he does, we'll ask him this question. And even if he doesn't, this is worth addressing. So he's going to be wearing jersey number 19. And the story behind this, and we know Brown's history, the iconic number that is. It belonged to Bernie Kosar, and from everything I'm understanding here, of course, the Browns gave Austin the information on getting in touch with Bernie, gave him a cell number, whatever. He got in touch with Bernie. They talked, and Bernie was impressed with the respect, the class that Miles Austin showed in having the conversation and asking his permission if he could wear this number, because that had been his number a long time. And I think part of this is connected to the fact that Miles Austin has been an accomplished enough player in his own right for Bernie to recognize that, the kind of player he is. This isn't a, quote, a scrub or a guy, a rookie or somebody coming in. This is a player with some accomplishment, and he asks Bernie Kosar in such a way that makes Bernie, that impresses Bernie with the tone and just the whole thing. And Bernie was honored, really, that the guy went about this. And I guess this has not happened before in all the time since Bernie's been retired. So Bernie said, yeah, you know, go for it, wear it. And I think it's a nice story. I really do.
It's a great story. Austin did get in touch, as you mentioned, with Bernie Kosar, asked him for permission. Now, some may remember that Frisman Jackson wore the number 19 for the Browns back in 2004. He was given 88 the following year, though, and was 19 was removed from him, and that was the only time that 19 had been worn since Kosar hung it up in 1993. And Bernie certainly appreciated the gesture and the classy nature by which Miles Austin handled the situation and wrote, in fact, on his Twitter, did Bernie, quote, "His respect and appreciation of the game," in all capitals, "is awesome." So that is certainly,
it means something to Bernie.
It meant something to Bernie that he would, a guy who didn't play in Cleveland, who didn't grow up in Cleveland, knew enough of Bernie Kosar and the legendary figure that he is in this town to reach out to him and say, hey, even though I've been a multiple-time Pro Bowler myself, can I wear this number 19 when I come to your city? Bernie gave him the blessing, and Miles Austin will wear 19 for the Cleveland Browns. And I think that's a great story. It reflects very well on both Miles Austin and Bernie Kosar, and I think the fact that Miles felt that it was necessary to do that shows that he already has an understanding of this town, the fan base here, the history, the legacy of the Cleveland Browns, and I think that's one way. He hasn't done it on the field yet because they're going to hold him out here in the early go and save him, but certainly making a strong impression off the field as a new member of the Browns.
And it doesn't change the stature of that number as a Bernie Kosar iconic number, right? I mean, we know forever in Browns history it belongs to Bernie. There are gigantic photos of him in this building and in other places, smaller ones as well, of Kosar wearing that classic 19 jersey. That's his number. It'll always be his number. And look, I hope Miles Austin takes it and wears it while he's taking this team to a Super Bowl and helping this team to success and catching, you know, as many passes as possible and being that player. But in all likelihood, what I don't see happening from Miles Austin is anyone making us forget that 19 was worn by one Bernie Kosar. That's not going to happen. So for those, I'm seeing a little pushback from people saying, well, should they even issue this? Should they retire the number? And I hear those arguments all the time. I'm of a mindset that we know what that number means. We know who it's attached to, and it's not less respect for Bernie just because another player's wearing it now.
The new executive chief of staff of the Cleveland Browns, Bill Kuharik.
You're
giving a little love as he walks by the Dog Bowl here in Berea. When we come back, let's open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Miles Austin still slated to join us at some point this hour, hopefully sooner rather than later, because we will have the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer, with us when at 2:45 p.m. Eastern. Before we go to this break, though, I want to remind you all about OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum-level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you're never scrambled to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Nathan and Vic, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.